Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Challengers of the Unknown number 54, cover date February-March 1967, cover price 12 cents, cover artist Bob Brown, edited by Murray Boltonoff, featuring War of the Subhumans, written by Franz Herren, art by Bob Brown. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go.
See how the fluffy clouds move by.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And now is so much fun.
What? Brain-X creates a new menace by summoning subhumans from the calculus dimension to attack the challengers. After the attack, an amateur supervillain, Bubble Master, approaches Villo to become a henchman. Confused? Don't worry, I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything.
There.
I'm freezing.
Are you?
I thought I'd get that off my chest right away.
I'm sorry, you don't have very many layers on. You just have a dress shirt on. Is there a t-shirt on underneath that?
No.
Oh. I did see you bundled up in a blanket this morning.
I was bundled up in a blanket like my mother when she worked at Highlights for Children magazine and they never turned the heat on.
Oh, you're kidding.
In the winter, so she'd wear blankets and gloves and hats and scarves and the whole lot.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Why would she
do that?
And
now I'm in the same boat.
Oh.
Because nobody will let me turn the heat on.
No, I'm so sorry. Yeah. So how have you been doing?
I work from home, by the way, listener.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm freezing to death. How am I doing? Great. It's a fantastic week to work for the government.
Oh my God!
I must say,
so much has happened since our last podcast.
Yes, we podcast the inauguration eve last, didn't we?
We did,
Dr. Chuck Coletta.
Yes, yes, and that's already dropped. And
yes,
a lot has happened. Inauguration happened the same day as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s anniversary of his. Is it his birthday or is it the day?
Birthday. Yes. Yeah.
Does that always happen?
No, it's always the inauguration. It's always on the 20th.
Oh, okay. All right.
Martin Luther King Day is on the first or third Monday of the month or something.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
There's a memo out today that they're going to stop all recognition of it at the federal level. So, good luck, everybody.
Are you kidding me?
They'll still have the holiday, but you're not allowed to have like within the federal workplace, like a. Martin Luther King Remembrance Day, or Black History Month, or Pride, or Women's Appreciation Day.
God.
Yeah, it's pretty much across the board bigotry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's been scary.
It's been a week, everyone.
Yeah, so then what else did we do last week?
By the way, we're an apolitical podcast, but if you voted for Trump, you don't need to listen to us anymore.
Yeah, it's okay. So let's see, I had a guitar lesson last week, and then of course we had family here this weekend.
Yes, the girls were here.
Yes.
And we went snow tubing.
Mm-hmm. That was a blast, wasn't it?
Well, it was murder on my poor knees, because you have to ride that airport walkway up the hill.
Yes.
It's very hard to balance for a larger person.
I'm sorry. I stood with one foot in front of the other and pretend like
I was right. So did I. I know all the tricks.
Okay. All right. Well, they call it a magic carpet.
Yeah.
But it's really crowd control.
In my world.
At least you didn't have to climb up that hill over and over again.
That's true. In fact, we were not allowed to walk. We had to stand statue still on the magic carpet.
We were yelled at. Yes. It was because they were trying to control the amount of people at the top of the hill waiting for people to go down. So we had a good time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had lovely. Your younger sister was here with a friend.
And
we went to the Farnham Colossi.
Yes, Google it.
The Farnham Colossi in Hedgesville, West Virginia?
No.
Unger, West Virginia. So that was fun. The snow tubing was a blast. I had no idea that you could go that fast down a hill. On Sunday afternoon, I went to see Rafaela Smits in a guitar concert in the Marlowe International Guitar Concert Series.
That sounds so fancy.
She played a guitar built either in around 1820 to 1830 that she managed to acquire and had put back together. And it's beautiful guitar, really nice sound, and had a nice program there.
I guess she doesn't fly with it.
She does, actually.
United, though.
And it's small. It can actually fit in the overhead compartment because the size of it is smaller than your typical guitars these days.
Okay.
So, let's see what else happened. I took my guitar down. So I had this guitar. If you're a longtime listener of this program, you know that we went to Ireland and I picked up a guitar that I'd ordered 2 years ago. It's been settling in this winter, and about 7 or 8 weeks ago, it developed a strange, it developed a buzz, a fret buzz, and it can change a little bit over the seasons.
Is that similar to the buzz I'm acquiring right now?
So I went down to Alexandria and met a luthier, and his name is Luis Fernandez de Cordoba. He's from Panama. And he makes guitars, obviously, and he repairs guitars. So he repaired it while I waited, and I was so happy, and brought it home and played it, and the fret buzz is gone.
Terrific.
So it's great. So I'm back to playing my beautiful guitar.
Well,
that's it.
So many unknowns in this world. If only there was someone who could challenge them. There is. Challenges of the Unknown. Wow. Villo and Brainx, our old pals, get a new terrible teammate, the Bubble Master, in War of the Subhumans. We've got our fine fellows here on the cover taking a pickaxe and a sledgehammer to some giant block-headed creatures crawling out of the ground.
Yeah.
I should mention, DC is publishing a new Challengers of the Unknown series.
Uh-huh.
Starring this original cast.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't like it.
You don't like that they're starring the original cast?
I do like that. I don't like the new series.
Oh.
Because they're some kind of auxiliary JV team of the Justice League. And so they go on a mission, but a Justice League member goes with them.
Oh, so like their babysitter?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're wearing a variation of their 70s... pink and yellow outfits, which I do like. But then the babysitter superhero also has a pink and yellow outfit on.
Oh.
So I don't know if you've seen Batman in pink and yellow. But
no. I don't think it's...
It doesn't work.
What's the cape, pink or yellow?
No cape. Just a scuba suit.
Oh, okay.
Issue 2 just came out.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to ask me, why didn't they send Aquaman? Well, they did send him too.
Okay.
But who's the next logical undersea warrior? Batman.
Well, I mean, beside Aquaman, who else could there be?
Aqualad.
Mera.
Tempest. Mera. I don't know. Superman.
Okay.
Red Tornado, who doesn't even have to breathe.
Okay.
I could literally think of a million people. Lori Lamaris. Deep Blue. Neptune Perkins.
What's in my hand?
Nothing.
That's the fucks I give about this. About how many people could have accompanied the Challengers of the Unknown in the new in the second
sure.
Thing. That's
Lagoon Boy.
Oh my god.
Villow is back. Our old friend Villow. We just saw him 2 issues ago. And the world's vilest villain has a new surprise package of ghastly business to shake up the chows. And with the Baron of Bad Guys is his diabolical computer companion Brain X, who click-clicks things off to a shuddering start with a real walloper. War of the subhumans. And introducing Bubble Master, the globe-headed goon, whose burning ambition drives him to join the terrible team. Bubble Master is adorable. He looks like, what are those little Dr. Seuss creatures? The flum flus? No.
Oh.
No, there's some kind of furry-faced Doctor Who creature that's not the Lorax.
Okay, all right.
But it just looks like a little, he looks like a little dandelion face in a bubble.
He does. He looks like a former colleague of mine. doesn't he?
Yes.
Yes, doesn't he? Like, oddly so.
Yes.
Yes.
A little like Earthworm Jim, only more filled out than that.
Yeah.
And with fur on his face.
Yeah.
I think. He's got a helmet on, so we can't really distinguish.
A bubble helmet. Yeah.
We can't distinguish his facial features. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this comic is trying very hard to emulate Marvel comics of the day.
Oh.
Just okay. Based on the appearance of these subhuman creatures.
Yeah.
They've got heads like hammers.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the ball peen?
Good job, yeah.
Thanks. I've been doing the crossword, so.
Or sledgehammer.
So it looks very much like a Jack Kirby creation, monster
mm-hmm.
creation.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the early issues of the Challengers were by Jack Kirby.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this art is not Jack Kirby. It's Bob Brown.
Yeah. It is unfortunate.
So hang on, everybody. Look at what you see.
Brainiac. He kind of looks like Dulles Airport.
Yeah.
Okay, look well at what you see.
These monstrosities that threaten to make a shambles of a city are born destroyers, yet mankind knows no way to demolish them. These are The subhumans.
What are they? Where'd they come from?
Don't know, and it doesn't matter. Right now, we better scram out of here.
Their sirens screaming, police rush to the emergency. Pew, 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 pew.
Nothing's going to... Now, on this page...
What a waste of time. It's like throwing snowballs at a tank.
The first panel, these creatures are only about 40 feet tall. Now they're in the middle of the river. They're as big as the suspension bridge crossing the river.
Yeah.
Then the National Guard is dispatched by the governor. After that, the U.S. Air Force, sent by an alarmed Pentagon in Washington.
Yeah. Finally, in a unique craft of their own design, the Challengers, four men who thrive on gambling with death.
This is the Galloping Gizmo, which, upon reflection, is very much like the Fantastic Four's Fantastic Car.
Oh, is it?
In that it has four separate compartments that can split apart and operate independently. Oh. Only the Fantastic Car, as you know, probably, looks like a bathtub. And it just splits apart into little sections.
A bathtub?
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
From the cartoons?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Galloping Gizmo takes off and flits around the head of this subhuman creature, fires a shock ray blast, which ought to rock him right into Sleepsville, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
King Size Fink is still on his feet.
Where are you? I'm on page three. All right.
And there's three more like him. So they're going to split up the Galloping Gizmo and take off on their own.
Yeah, they'll each take one on. Three buttons are pushed simultaneously, and the gizmo flies apart like an exploded grenade.
Blammo! Now, let's take a look into the murky depths of the sea where lurks a startling mechanism, Villow's Villa, the newest thing in mobile hideouts.
We know it's Villow's Villa because the words Villow's Villa have been inscribed on the outside.
Yeah, now this structure looks a lot like the Hall of Doom from Super Friends, only it's painted a bright orange.
Yes.
So as to be disguised under the sea.
And inside are Earth's most cunning companions in crime, the terrorizing team of Villo, the world's worst villain, and Brain-X, the world's most diabolical machine.
Now, these gentlemen appeared 2 issues ago in Challengers of the Unknown Time, also 4 issues ago. They seem to be popping up every 2 issues. So in our podcast time, that'd be, what, about 16 years ago
that yeah.
we covered the last issue?
When we were living in Florida.
Yes. All right. Villo orders the subhumans to be recalled because he does not want them to rob him of his glory. He wants to be the one to destroy the Challengers.
Right.
So he orders Brain-X to recall the subhumans.
Brain-X obeys, just as you said, old boy.
Yes, instantly, as if by some kind of eye-popping, awesome magic.
The subhumans disappear.
And the Galloping Gizmo joins back together, just like a Megazord.
Well, yeah, okay. And they all jump out of their individual ships and go yeah. into the main ship, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No explanation for where the subhumans came from or went. Except Prof. Haley explains that they were materialized energy, presumably.
Hmm.
But materialized from what or where is anybody's guess. I wouldn't even dare to try.
What's weird is that they appear to be solid, yeah. right? I mean, they uh-huh. are strong and they're indestructible, but they're materialized energy.
The materialized energy, and that's confirmed when we return to Villo's villa, where Brain-X is returning the subhumans to the calculus dimension.
Do you know anything about the calculus
dimension? I do not. I didn't get any further than Algebra 2.
Oh, okay.
So,
Do you think they studied these in Mrs. McGregor's calculus class?
Who's Mrs. McGregor?
I just made up the name. I didn't take calculus, so I don't know what her name is.
Oh.
Yeah.
It would have been, in my school, I believe, it would have been Mr. McCoy.
Well, I started out in calculus, and then they had to drop me back to something else.
Trig.
I don't know.
Well, I never went any further than Algebra 2, and it's never done me any harm.
My teacher, she looked like an old booze hound. She had really crispy hair. Like, she used to dye it, but it was really dry, and she looked like an old clown.
I'm not going to name names, but don't. When I was in high school...
Yes.
The art room and the French room were adjacent to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like an outside ledge outside the window, mm-hmm. of course. So the art teacher one day had heard so many stories about the French teacher being an old drunk that he went out the window, crawled along the ledge, got into the French room through the window so he could go through her desk. To find the liquor. And he'd found it.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
Nothing ever came of it. But it was an exciting story.
Yes. I love that.
Can't believe I've never told that before.
I know.
Those were the days. Glad nobody ever broke into my desk. Ugh. I was a teacher. The calculus dimension, it must have something to do with mathematics.
Mm.
Wouldn't you think?
I guess. Because that's all we learn about the calculus dimension, is yes. that they exist there. That's it.
Now, Villo wanted... He originally summoned the subhumans because he wanted to give the Chals a little sample of things to come. But what concerns him now is that he failed in his previous attempt to kill the Challengers.
Yeah.
Which jolted his pride and his reputation... Gangland's beginning to whisper that maybe he's not the world's worst, vilest, most evil villain. And that hurts his feelings.
Yeah.
Also, based on that outfit, I don't think that's all Gangland's whispering about behind your back.
He's got a little too much decoration on that outfit. Like the side helmet and the horn.
Giant V belt buckle.
Yeah. He's really... Someone went all out on that.
Yeah. Now he's back for revenge to destroy the challengers, not for money or with a motive, but out of sheer
meanness.
I'm glad people these days in positions of power don't do things out of sheer meanness.
No, we've evolved, haven't we?
I'll say. Mm. Now, Villo's getting a call on the shortwave radio.
Yes.
It's Bubble Master calling Villo. Come in, Villo. CQ, CQ, calling Villo. High above a cloud bank, a bizarre figure floats in an equally bizarre craft. A bubble. Bubble Master calling Villo. Can you read me, Villo? CQ, CQ.
You're probably being contracted by an inferior crook. Oh, contacted. What are they yelling at each other now?
Everyone in this comic always yells. This and the Sea Devils and Metal Men.
So
widely known for always their yelling dialogue.
Brainiac says he's going to bring in the fool an interview. Bubble Master.
Cut it out, Brainiac. I can't afford to waste my time on second raters, bungling ambitious amateurs.
Brainiac says, I think you need to see this applicant.
Yeah, it could be a diversionary tactic against the Chals.
Of course. That thought just crossed my mind, too. Bring him here.
Well, Bubble Master is delighted. He's made contact. This is the luckiest day of my life. Villa will grant me an audience. Greetings, peer of deviltry. I humbly thank you for granting me this visit, and believe me, I have no other purpose but to serve you.
When I saw those subhumans, I instantly assumed they were your creation because no one but the great Villo could conceive of a threat of such proportions. So I set out to contact you. I'd like to serve as your apprentice, sir.
Your creation. Tell him, Villo.
Well, it was my suggestion. Anyway, listen, you. I'm not exactly in the market for hired help.
Forgive me if I'm being presumptuous, but perhaps I can demonstrate how valuable I could be. With this gun, I can create a variety of bubbles. Yes, bubbles that will astound you. That's why I call myself Bubble Master.
Mm-hmm. Proceed if you wish.
I'm eternally grateful for allowing me this tryout. Here goes.
He shoots bubbles, and we don't really know what they're doing.
They bloop and bloop and blop.
Oh, they bloop and blop. So he says, stop it. You don't cease, or I'll feed you and your accursed bubbles to the sharks.
Now, Villo has to admit that it is a unique weapon.
Hmm.
But you're inexperienced. You're too green, kid. Go out and get yourself a reputation against the challengers, and then maybe we'll talk. You know, that's the trouble with employers these days.
What?
They want experience, but you have to have experience to get hired.
Well, then you have to do something at a lower level.
But that's not the experience they're looking for.
Oh.
They're looking for a very specialized type of experience.
In this case, he wants to know that this guy can kill the challengers. But he doesn't want them killed.
But he doesn't want them killed by anyone but him.
He wants them harassed and not. He doesn't want.
And diverted.
Diverted.
Well, later, at the jewelry store.
What?
Bubble Master.
Is that next slide, next to where the realtors work?
Yes. Bubble Master is distracting the townspeople with bubble, like balloon animal bubbles.
Yeah.
He builds up an excited crowd, and now he's going to pull off his little caper.
He uses a plastic case bubble with a very special gas inside that blows a hole into the window of the jewelry store.
Yes, and then he uses a vacuum bubble to steal some jewelry. Well, here come the Chals in the Galloping Gizmo, and they leave it hovering right above the jewelry store, and they hop in to stop the Bubble Master, who shoots them with giant pizza dough.
He calls them flattening bubbles, or flat bubbles, but it does look like they're being engulfed in calzone. Made into calzones.
Does it remind you of your days at Stavros' Pizza?
Oh, yes, it does.
Flipping the dough.
Flipping the dough. Yeah. Actually, we used an automatic roller.
A what now?
An automatic roller. It wasn't until I worked for Metro Pizza for a very brief time that I learned how to toss dough by hand.
I'm never eating Stavros pizza again. Now that I know they fake it.
Well, you use a dough roller, which is an automatic roller.
Fake.
And you roll it through several times.
Fake news.
And then you put it in the pan, and then you tap it down. And then you store them in the fridge, actually. And then you make enough for the day. And then when you take them out, you put oil on them, and then you tap them with a fork to make holes in the batter so the whole thing doesn't rise up and push all the toppings down.
Because you can rise up, pizza doughy. I'm paying good money to have my pizza dough flipped by hand. I'll have you know.
Okay. Well, that's called hand-tossed pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, but they sold pan pizzas was their big thing.
Okay, they didn't advertise hand-tossed?
Nope. We never made hand-tossed.
They should have advertised mechanically rolled. Get your mechanically rolled pizza
pan
here.
Pan pizzas.
Mechanically rolled.
Anyway,
Bubble Master's gonna wash these guys right out of his hair. Get it, guys? Get it? Haha, get it?
Yeah, because he has bubbles.
Because South Pacific is a popular musical variety show. Get it? I'm gonna wash you guys right out of my hair. Where's this water come from?
From the rainstorm bubbles.
Oh. The jewelry store is flooded irreparably. The challengers narrowly avoid being drowned. And now here comes the jet boomerang bubble.
Which knocks the guys around off their feet.
Yeah. Then he takes off into the sky and shoots a bubble gum bubble on top of the galloping gizmo, which, as you recall, is hovering above the jewelry store.
Yeah.
Which sends the galloping gizmo crashing to the ground. They overhear Bubble Master mention Villo.
Yeah, that's a good thing that Bubble Master had to speak out loud.
Yeah.
That he can't just...
And the chows should have guessed that king size... That
he can't just think it is mine. You know what I mean? Like, why does he have to audiate? Or rather, I'm sorry, narrate what he's thinking.
That's what villains do. All villains do it. Mm. It's like... when you expect a pizza to be hand-tossed, you expect a villain to disclose their plans out loud.
Are you really upset over this?
Yes.
I told you I used to work for another pizza company where I learned how to hand-toss pizza.
Yes, but only briefly.
Yes, well, that's because the owner didn't know what he was doing and no one liked his pizza. He used to work at Domino's and then he started his own restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's called Metro Pizza.
Yeah.
And some of our customers were getting sick from the pizza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why was he not washing his hands before he hand-tossed it?
I don't think he knew how, like, the date of, like, how long to keep, like, how long you can actually keep ingredients.
Uh-huh.
And as a worker, you know, you're informed in proper hygiene and stuff like that, but you aren't informed about how long you can keep things. So, I mean, it wasn't like everybody got sick, but occasionally people would get sick from the ingredients. And he was kind of an idiot, and he didn't do well with the business didn't stay open very long.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
But Stavros still goes and goes
with false
advertising.
Yeah. Their pizza's still okay. It's not as good as it used to be.
Well.
Yeah. It's the sauce.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They stop using Mama Stavros' recipe?
No, I think for a good pizza, you need a good sauce that is rich, that is very tomato forward, and has a little sweetness to it. And just a touch of spice.
Yeah. Well, my mother always added sugar to anything she was cooking tomatoes with.
Yeah.
Or even just sliced tomatoes.
Oh, my God. I dreamt about East 7th Street again last night.
You did?
Yes. Our house in Jacksonville.
What is going on?
It was a mess. You were sitting in the bathtub reading comics.
That tracks.
I was trying to get our stuff packed again.
Yes.
Out of there again. The house is in various stages of disrepair again. Oh, my God. Wait, I'm confusing two dreams.
Gee, I'm surprised I was just in the bathtub reading comics.
The night before last, we were at Fairway Drive. You were reading comics. I had come in to take pack up some things. And we had like a room. We had a room set up in that house with like clothes for us. Just like we lived someplace else, but we would come back and we had this room with you know, toys or I don't know, like sit arounds,
also tracks,
television,
yeah,
VCR player,
uh-huh.
And you were in the tub reading comics.
Yes, of course.
And I was just surprised. I was like, I walked in, and I'm like, how do we still have stuff here? What I was saying. And then a lot, again, your relatives were there,
yes,
and they were calling us for a meal.
Fairway Drive, listeners, where we lived with my parents while we were attending undergraduate school.
Right. When we were first together, yes. Right? And then last night, I dreamt of our house in Jacksonville. And again, yes, it was falling apart, and it was haunted and horrible and everything.
It's a house we owned in Florida during the housing crisis.
Yeah.
Put two and two together.
Yeah, yeah.
You always dream of that house.
I do.
Are you under stress?
Yes.
Okay, well, get over it. Later, at Villo's villa, Villo has to admit that it wasn't a bad performance by Bubble Master. But get one thing straight, I'm the only one permitted to kill the challengers.
He's going to kill them. He's going to kill all four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that mean you'll let me serve under you, Villo? I hadn't dared even hope that I'd make the grade so soon.
Let's not rush things. Tell you what, I'm surfacing my villa to go ashore. I think I'll let you work with me on another trial run.
Me? Work with the one and only Villo? Me? Actually share an adventure with the most admired and by far the most villain alive? It's an event I'll long remember.
I'm glad to see you're so enthusiastic, but don't get carried away, Bubble Master. Remember, this is still a test for you. Brain X, up we go.
Bloop, 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 bloop. They surface. We learn that the Villo's villa has legs and could crawl across the land.
So it's like a crab.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, Villo's double-crossing Bubble Master already, because if word got out that he needed help on a job, that would be a fate worse than failure. So, they're going to conceal Villo's villa in the woods.
Right.
Brain X is starting to get jealous of this Bubble Master situation.
Brain X, the computer, is getting jealous.
Well, he's the brains of the operation.
Oh, hell yeah.
So he also hates being reminded that he's a machine. And he says, one of these days, Villo, you'll go too far. Now, Bubble Master suggests that since Brain X can accomplish anything, why don't you let him kill the challengers? What? What's that? How dare you show such effrontery? I don't need anybody's help to get them.
What Bubble Master said computes nicely, old boy. I commend him.
Now, Villo warned Bubble Master if he makes any other smart suggestion, he's going to be cleared out of here. Now, follow me. Will reappear elsewhere and bring an abrupt end to the challenger's annoying career. They walk through some sort of...
transporter device?
Transporter wall.
I don't know. It's not a wall. I mean, they're not... Oh, no. Yeah, they just go outside. They go outside. Right?
Well, no, it looks like Kitty Pryde phasing through a wall. So I'd assume it's some kind of teleportation. Because he says, we'll reappear elsewhere.
Wow. Why did he have to surface for that?
Because they... Oh, I don't know. That's a very good question.
Yeah.
Now, Villo orders Brain X to keep his response signals aimed at him the whole time he's gone, because they'll have to put their plans into instant action when he returns without Bubble Master.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, with the Galloping Gizmo repaired, the Chows prowl the skyways.
They're looking for Villo. They're looking for the Bubble Master.
Guess what? They found them both.
Yeah.
They're under attack. They're flying in Bubble Master's little bubble ship.
And Villo has a gun that makes the gizmo fly in crazy circles.
Yeah. Even Ace Morgan, crack pilot, can't pull the gizmo out of this terrible tailspin it's in.
Mm-hmm.
Around and around goes the galloping gizmo, spinning faster and faster, crazily. Can't bring it under control. I guess Bubble Master assumes that the challengers are going to be dead, because he says, we finally accomplished what no other adversary of the challengers could, Villo. We're the greatest. And Villo says, hold up, homie. We?
You find that word quite to your liking, don't you, Bubble Master?
It's a privilege and an honor to say we when it means you and me, Villo. This is the proudest moment of my life, sharing this momentous event with you.
Monumental.
Why, you puffed up little pawn, nobody shares anything with me. How'd you go? You didn't realize I was simply using you, did you? Goodbye, Bubble Master. I hope you have a trick bubble to land you safely below.
You double-crosser! You truly are the world's worst villain. Nobody tops you!
No one's about to steal my glory. Though, come to think of it, that was quite a compliment Bubble Master paid me with his last words. Now, to make things final for the challengers, I've turned off the current so they can level off and follow me.
Well,
there they do. They follow him right to the woods where Villo's villa is concealed. The plan is that Brain X will capture them in a paralyzing ray, which will put them at the mercy of Villo. But this time he shan't fail. Revenge!
Huh. What's that? What's that?
I'll tell you what it is. Brain X is double-crossing Villo. He's taking off at a slow crawl back to the ocean with Villo's villa.
With the crab craft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a machine, am I? Ha, I warned you. You'd go too far one day, hugging all the credit for yourself. You've got such a swelled head. Let's see you think yourself out of this. I bid you a fond goodbye, Keed. Ha, ha.
Please, Brain X, wait for me. Don't leave me, please.
Yeah. Your computer pal just computed you out of the big scene, Villo. Right now, you're all mine, cool cat. That's Rocky Davis, former wrestler, tackling Villo to the ground.
Yeah, they all take turns punching him.
They sure do.
They beat the hell out of him, don't they?
Yeah, honestly. I don't know how they don't knock that helmet off. It must have a chin strap.
Well, look at the one where he's flying through the air and just get punched by, I don't know who that is.
Prof. Prof Haley.
Yeah.
Now, Villo has got this weapon that he used before, but it's useless without Brain X's cooperation. And he's trying to work out some kind of deal with the challengers to team up with them to get back at Brain X.
Right.
But I don't think that's going to work because they put him in the Huskow.
Mm-hmm.
Special cell.
Mm-hmm.
Special cell inside, I guess it's inside the Galloping Gizmo. Or back on Challenger's Mountain. I don't know. It's very unclear.
Mm-hmm.
Naz for Brain X. He already dreams of unbridled power. He's going to summon those subhumans back from the calculus dimension. And prove that he's the master of mankind.
So he turns them loose. They're like larger than roller coasters. They can actually... It's so weird how big they get. They can pick up a ship.
Yes.
They can destroy roller coasters with people on them.
Yes.
How tall are they?
They're very, very tall.
Yeah, like 150 feet tall or more.
Yes. Well, there's four of them. Maybe they're all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Or maybe they can change their size. Once more, four Avengers streak from the skies, each in his separate gizmo compartment, daring to challenge things that cannot die, but that can destroy. They're going to destroy this rocket launch pad. Now, Prof. Haley is doing some experimental science, and he's going to shoot them with an X-ray beam, which, of course, every component of the Galloping Gizmo has an independently operated X-ray beam.
Is that true?
Look right here. It's proof is in the pudding.
Oh, okay.
Which turns the subhumans, but interestingly, not the rocket launch pad or the rocket, transparent. So
it doesn't actually weaken them. Just makes them transparent.
I guess they're trying to see what they're made of, and they're made of nothing.
Nothing.
They turn to glass. Not literally.
They're made of glass.
Yeah.
Then the subhumans attack the gizmo, the Galloping Gizmo.
Yeah. Red Ryan, a former circus stuntman, he gets knocked out of his gizmo rocket. And Rocky's going to pick him up by flying under him and allowing him to land with a giant clonk on the nose of his gizmo rocket. I guess that's safe to just fly through the air like, what did the kids call it? Riding the ghost whip? Get up on the hood of your car and
he has to sort of hover to make sure he can stay on. But I mean, what if it's waxed? What if he just slipped off and died? And what is he going to do? Zoom down and do it again? And zoom
down? Sure. Yeah. Many times, whatever it takes. That was the motto when I worked at Casual Mail.
Oh, what was that funny story about the guy who got shot?
When a guy chased a robber out of the store, the robber shot him, as predicted. Mm-hmm. But the Casual Mail motto is whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to make a sale. Now, luckily, the subhuman's about to grab Rocky's rocket out of the sky, but then they disappear again. They land. Red's fine, except he's broken his arm.
Yes.
So
still wants to fight, but he's not allowed to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they take Red back to Challenger's Mountain or wherever Villo is. They're going to pump Villo for information. Of course, he knows all about the subhumans. Only Brain X and I share their secret, so let's make a deal. Get me out of here, and I'll destroy them for you. Mm-hmm. No deal, Villo. Mm-hmm. Idiot! Nobody else can possibly destroy them. It would be like trying to kill a thought. They are summoned from a calculus dimension by Brain X.
Uh-oh.
Well, what?
No, that's it. He just dropped the clue.
Haley, creations of calculus, he says. That's fantastic. It's beginning to make sense now.
Then what about the deal? Now that you're aware of you wage a hopeless war. Before you answer, remember, the subhumans can wreck humanity.
No deal. You're better off right where you are, Villo.
With one of the galloping gizmo's sections removed for repairs, the other three parts still function as a unit.
Thank goodness.
God.
The last time they tangled with Villo and Brain X, which was issue 50. Remember, guys, I was inside Brain X. Even though it's amazingly complex, I was able to understand some of its mechanisms. I don't remember that. I don't remember either. Villo and Brain X, but I don't remember Prof being inside him.
No.
So Prof says, let's fight fire with fire, computer against computer. If one of them can summon the subhumans, maybe another can destroy them.
Oh boy, is that wild.
State College is nearby. I can use its lab to build some things similar to Brain X's into one of its machines. Then we sweat it out. Yes, college scientists are notoriously generous with their lab equipment.
Of course.
They get grant money.
Sure, we'll give it over. We'll give our computer to you.
Come on in, everybody. Rocky and Ace are going to keep their eyes peeled for Gizmo. But since Red is out of action, he can help you at the State College.
But there's something surprising the Chals should know, but won't learn until it's too late.
No. Villo is eating his meager prison food, and he just...
a chicken McNugget.
Yep. Suddenly, the chicken McNugget turns into a giant balloon animal hand arm. It must be from Bubble Master.
My goodness.
Dear Villo, I'm very much alive and will help you escape. There's a spray inside that will deactivate your mechanical guard. Then use as a torch. Burn your way free. I'll pick you up. As always, your admirer, Bubble Master.
I think Bubble Master has a crush on Villo. I think so. So, what does he do? He uses the spray
to disable the electronic guard, and then it turns into a blowtorch,
which he melts the bars, and then he Bubble Master breaks through the wall, I guess.
Yes, and my guess is this is just normal prison, because there's prison guards outside.
Huh.
Shooting at Bubble Master's bubble ship.
Bubble.
Now, are you wondering how I managed to stay alive, Villo? I merely had to trigger my bubble gun while I fell, and I created a parachute bubble. I descended in perfect safety and comfort. And even though you double-crossed me, since you're the world's worst villain, I expected you to. I was angry for a while, but I cooled off and actually admired you for living up to your reputation.
Oh, very touching, Bubble Master. You're a man of great vision and great understanding. I'll try to curb my evil enthusiasm concerning you and treat you as an ally. Now, let's find Brainix.
We'll search the world for him if we have to, Villo. Imagine, I'm actually working with you. This is the greatest, proudest day of my life. If only my mother could see me now.
My goodness.
She wouldn't be able to see you because you're wearing that helmet that distorts your face. Meanwhile, in Villo's villa, Brainix knows that Bubble Master is still alive. He anticipated Villo's escape, and now he must put on his most magnificent performance, convincing Villo once and for all that he, Brainix, is the mightiest power on Earth and have no need for Villo. Go forth, subhumans, destroy the city, reduce it to rubble!
Oh no, what'll happen to the planet?
Well, Ace and Rocky are patrolling the skies, while Prof and Red work tirelessly in a dramatic race against time in one of the laboratories at State College. One of the laboratories. This is a computer bank as big as a skyscraper, and that's only one of their labs?
Well, it was very well funded. It was probably a land-grant institution.
Oh.
And federally funded. Yeah, before Trump. Sure.
Yeah. The Prof and Red are alerted that the subhumans are back. The Prof's calculations are not ready, but what else can they do? They have to put it into action right away. Here goes nothing. He punches some numbers into the computer and makes some clicking sounds. The subhumans don't seem to be stopping. Prof says the computer is absorbing an unknown calculus, trying to solve it. It keeps rejecting, can't figure it out. No, wait. It's got a sudden new thought.
Click, 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 click.
We've solved the calculus. We're intruding on it, smashing it, and the subhumans explode.
Kablam.
Brainix has lost. He didn't prove his mastery over mankind.
Wow. What must it be like losing like that twice?
Humiliated by his defeat, Brainix flashes his pickup ray and Villo and Bubble Master return to Villo's villa.
They sure do. Well, Villo says, you and your showy effects. We observed them, Brainix, and I'm glad you failed. Now you can see how much we need each other at this game.
True, Villo. The two of us together are far greater than either one of us alone. This has been a lesson for us both. However, it will take a little time for me to regain my energy power. Until then, we're stuck here on the bottom of the sea.
Yes, but the challengers don't know our location, and we have a new part-time junior partner, Bubble Master, who will help us spend the time planning a rampage that will be completely anti-world.
Viva Villo!
Anti-world. You know, they had a lot of little, you know, actions and adventures, but they didn't accomplish a damn thing.
No.
Except destroy a city and a bridge and a bunch of people's lives.
Well, that's something.
I mean, they themselves didn't do anything. They want to kill the
Challengers. Yeah. Oh, you mean those the subhumans that did all the destroying?
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that. As for the Challengers,
yes.
Shook up, but triumphant, there remain unanswered questions to ponder grimly.
Did we really win it all, or is there more swinging trouble coming our way?
Until we find out what happened to Villo, Brainix, and Bubble Master, I suggest we sleep with one eye open.
Boy, that's hard.
All together in the same room, back on Challenger Mountain. Well, will Villo and Brainix return? Yes, but Bubble Master will not.
What about those guards that let Villo go?
Right? Why were they just not there in front of the cell the whole time?
They probably had multiple jobs. I don't know what sort of budget these guys are working.
Right,
they might have been on the kitchen duty, KP. Kitchen?
catch a patrol. Mm-hmm.
They might have been patrolling the grounds, and that's why they have an electronic card. I mean, they were there before Villo got away, but they unfortunately didn't capture him. So no, they should at very least get some sort of demerits.
Remember the pool patrol at my mother's condo in Florida?
Oh my God, yes.
A bunch of old biddies that sit around at the pool, and they'd make sure that you were visiting someone that lived there before you could swim at the pool. And they'd monitor the speed driving through the parking lot because yes. The speed limit was 19 miles per hour.
They were miserable.
And there was a hand-drawn sign below the speed limit sign that said, please obey the speed limit. There is lots of old people here.
There is lots of old people here. Yep. Yeah.
Well, three cheers for the pool patrol.
Yeah, well, they're all dead now.
Yeah, they for sure are.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find us on social media. At GoGo Check Pod. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can find us right back here next week. And you can find us on our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra, coming up soon. A very special episode in which we disclose our origin stories. Bye!
Hey, Mr. Wind, just keep us sailing.
Keep us sailing along.
High in the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So everyone, come on.
Hey, you on the ground.
You on the ground.
Take a look up and see what we found.
Nothing to tie us. Bluebirds come up to guide us.
When you're beside me, we can fly.